Lynn Page, 213-4009.
Good morning, everybody. Antidepressants are some of the most commonly prescribed drugs in the world, and you've heard me talk about them a lot over the years because they're very concerning to me. I think doctors are quick to diagnose almost anybody having difficulty with anything as being depressed and anxious, and drugs are an easy solution in a traditional practice where office visits are really short. To add to the whole problem, doctors are really not skilled in how to cure people of depression and anxiety when they really do have it, and I include most psychiatrists and psychologists in that group of people who aren't trained to cure. The drugs are notoriously ineffective. They're highly addictive, and now, according to a new study, they increase the risk of breast and ovarian cancer. Researchers from the University of Massachusetts and Harvard conducted a meta-analysis, and out of the 61 studies they looked at, 20 showed a link between the drugs and increased risk of cancer. And the strongest link was with the group of most commonly prescribed drugs, which are selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, or SSRIs. 15 out of 16 studies involving these drugs showed a link, and these drugs include, I'm sure you've heard of them, Celexa, Lexapro, Paxil, Prozac, Lovox, and Zoloft, all commonly prescribed drugs taken by millions of people. Now, you have heard me talk before about the importance of the preponderance of the evidence. And so 20 studies out of 61 showing a link doesn't sound like the preponderance of the evidence. However, what was just as concerning was that industry affiliations were significantly associated with negative findings regarding cancer risk. That's a direct quote from the article as it was published. And this highlights the ongoing ethical issues that plague research findings and the ability of both medical professionals and the public to rely on published research on making when making decisions about healthcare and diet and important issues like that. So in this particular case, the 20 studies didn't represent the preponderance of the evidence, but the preponderance of the evidence was a little skewed by industry affiliations from researchers conducting the studies. Additionally, the authors expressed concern about informed consent, particularly for women who are taking antidepressants after a diagnosis of breast or ovarian cancer. While it's almost certain, I would think, that they'd want to know, it's almost just as certain that they're not being told that studies show a, quote, positive finding with regard to the AD or antidepressant agent being carcinogenic, a tumor promoter, or genotoxic. I've advised everybody that I come in contact with, men, women, and children, don't take these drugs for a very long time now. I've been saying this. And this study just adds credibility to my statements that they're dangerous. And I stand by my statements that most people aren't depressed or anxious. Those who do, who are actually depressed or anxious, don't need to be medicated, but rather need to be taught how to improve their diet and lifestyle habits and referred to effective therapy, meaning cognitive behavioral therapy. So all in all, this is a this study highlights an even more serious risk than we've known about in the past, but I've been saying these drugs are dangerous for a long time. They most certainly are, and to be avoided by everybody. That's all for now, and have a great day.